One of the most critical steps in becoming a sissy is shrinking your useless, stupid dick into a teeny tiny sissy clitty. You should consider, however, that the results of this step, when done correctly, they're permanent. So, while it may be the hardest step to get through, know that the reward is worth it. I just want you to know what you're getting yourself into, but don't worry too much about that. I'm here to guide you through it. It's not as scary as it sounds. We're going to talk about chastity. And for some of you, chastity won't be necessary. However, you probably won't make it through if you skip this step. Now, when I say chastity, I'm really talking about a male chastity device. They're usually referred to as cock cages in the sissy community. And essentially, it's a device that is locked around your dick. Your little dick is inside, so you don't touch it. And it can be rather difficult or confusing to pick the right one because you don't want one that's too big or too small. You're going to want to do a bit of research to find the right sized one for you. It's not like buying a polo shirt. It'll require a little bit more research. Fortunately, you're still pretty early on in the process, and most of you probably enjoy that kind of thing. Now, they can often be expensive depending upon where you decide to purchase your cock cage. And for those of you who cannot afford one, don't worry. The chastity device is really just a tool. And while it can make the process easier, it's not crucial. So know that, yes, you can shrink your clitty without the use of a cock cage. So, for those of you who can't afford to get a cock cage, congratulations! It's exciting, and the cage will do most of the shrinking for you. Now, once you have it, you're obviously going to need to put your dick in it and lock it in place. And if it's too tight or painful, that may not necessarily be a bad thing. But if there's quite a bit of pain, you're going to want to loosen it. In my opinion, when you first get started, you should be able to move about through your day without noticing it too much. The first few days, you will notice it. But it's just like tampons for genetic women. You know, when we first start using them, it's like all you can think of is the tampon because you can feel it. But after a few menses, you know, girls can never feel their tampons. So the goal is to shrink your little clitty to that size. That's a digression, but that's okay. Because I want you to be excited about shrinking your dick. Now, you'll probably run into the most amount of pain when you become excited, when you get an erection. So, after you get your cage and you lock it into place, you're going to have the key. And if you have a mistress or master, which most aspiring sissies don't yet have one. But if you do, it's very useful. You can hand over the key and then they'll take care of that for you. But for most of you, I'd recommend this. Either putting it inside a drawer or safe. If you live alone and nobody will bother you. This is going to sound funny. Fill up a cup of water, like a plastic tumbler if you have one. Worst case scenario, use an ice cube tray. But fill up some sort of plastic container, preferably something large. And fill it up with water and drop the key inside. And that way, if you get really desperate, you really want to unlock the cage, you're going to have to go through quite a bit of trouble. Other ideas I've heard are having a friend hold on to it and telling her or him that it's a spare key to a special lockbox or something a bit less scandalous than a cock cage. Now, regarding the device itself, the only well-documented side effects are shrinkage and impotence. Those are, like I said, the commonly known side effects of extended wear. And of course, those are side effects we want to happen. So I'd still use a measure of caution. I wouldn't recommend wearing it for longer than 12 hours at a time, because even though you're very enthusiastic as a learner, you're still just starting out. And just like with the anal training and the cum eating training, these are things that you have to work up to. And I don't think that you'll be sorry that you started off a little slowly. And if you're particularly concerned, I recommend you do a little bit more research. When I first put my first sissy into chastity, there were days where I would keep her in it all day and then let her out while she slept. She still had a job and needed to get a good night's sleep. And eventually she began sleeping with it on. I would recommend that you start just a few hours a day for about a week. And the following week, try going all day. But I definitely wouldn't recommend sleeping in it right away. Our body is made up mostly of water, and it shrinks and contracts. And during the night, it also expands. I mean, it's always expanding, but at night, we tend to swell a bit. And that swelling can also happen with a useless, flaccid little cock. And not necessarily swelling with desire, but just plain old swelling. So, first week, don't sleep with it on. And of course, you can keep it on for longer. Some people really need to attain shrinking very quickly for many reasons, but of course, you'll be careful. And I know plenty of sissies who've left it on for long periods of time without issue. But it's something new, and it's on a very tender part of your body. So if you do choose to sleep in it, I recommend you kind of pad your crotch with something to avoid pain. For example, if you're sleeping on your stomach, or if you turn over onto your stomach. And when you do take the cage off, I recommend using some kind of very mild lotion like Lubriderm, something without scent, and something super mild, or even just Vaseline, anything with ointment in the name. Don't use hydrocortisone cream. That's really not meant to be used in your genital area. It can thin the tissue, and that's definitely not what we want when you're first beginning to train. But you could also pick up a little bit of baby rash diaper cream. There's one by Burt's Bees that I really like, and it has a very kind of pleasant natural scent. And just always be very careful with your device. And if you do this correctly, you will begin to notice some visible shrinkage within a month. And if you're lucky, maybe even sooner. Okay, so the next part is really, really fun. You might already know that edging is a good way to begin shrinking your cock. And while it's fun and it might cause a tiny bit of shrinking, this next technique is much better and even more fun, in my opinion. And all you need is a pillow. You could probably use something else, but in my opinion, a pillow is best. And I've heard it from a few different mistresses, and it's a technique I use with all my sissies. And what you'll do is make sure your useless little dick is nice and soft before you begin humping your pillow like a little slut. Now, you can do this on your back. That's my preference, because I want you to begin to feel like what it feels like to be a slut, to be on your back. If that for some reason is impossible to do, you can ride it like a little cowgirl. But if you begin to get too hard, stop. If your useless little sissy dicklet begins to get hard, stop. The point of the exercise is to remain flaccid, with the end goal being that you can actually have an orgasm come through your sissy clitty while flaccid. And this really requires a lot of patience, but it really pays off in the end. So keep humping your pillow until you can come while flaccid, and then do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. And eventually, I want you to be able to come this way multiple times in one sitting. It's not only to keep your clitty flaccid, but it's also going to help with shrinking. And I know you really want that. There are a few other techniques you can try. One is by wearing very tight panties all day. And doing this will help to keep your clitty small. Some sissies like to wear what are called compression panties, or maybe they kind of look like granny panties, but the point is that they hug everything really close to your body, and the intention is for them to kind of suck gut in, but it also works on a pussy or a little sissy clitty. It's going to pull everything very close to your body. And another means of causing permanent shrinkage and permanent impotence is listening to erotic hypnosis with the goal of causing permanent impotence. And it won't really actually do anything with shrinking, in my experience. It might help you get in the mindset and really pump you to stick to your guns and stick to your goal. But it won't actually, you can't shrink a part of your body with hypnosis, much like a hypnotist can't make you grow 5 inches either. And as I mentioned before, another technique is edging. Now, I haven't necessarily needed to use edging to shrink my sissy's clitties, but I've heard from other mistresses that it's worked very, very well for their sissies and slaves. So if you're having trouble, or if you weren't able to get your hands on a cock cage, doing some really aggressive edging will really help to speed things up. And essentially what you're going to need to do is to jerk your little useless piece of sissy meat. Jerk it off, but don't come. You need to work yourself up to the point where you're just about to burst, and then stop. And if you really and truly want results, you're going to have to do this very often. Essentially, you're going to have to give yourself blue balls very frequently. And the real trick is to do it for long sessions, like an hour or two, and even longer for more experienced edgers. So once you edge yourself the first time, give yourself a little bit of time to cool down, and then go at it again. And like I said, it's not my favorite technique or my go-to technique, but I needed to cover it just because I know some of you may really, really need it. So go forth, make me proud, listen, take some note, and get to work shrinking that useless little thing that you still call a cock. And very soon you're going to have a beautiful, soft, impotent sissy clitty. So delicate and dainty. You're not even going to recognize it yourself. All right. Good luck.